And from the king of sports commentary, we turn to the queen of hip-hop soul. She's been feeling a little down these days.
I feel stagnant, stuck, stale. I got to move on. I got to get out of here.
That's the voice of Mary J. Blige. 9 Grammys, 50 million albums sold. Yeah, she's a megastar. But more than 2 decades into her career, Blige needed to treat herself to something new musically.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone?
Her therapy? London.
When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy 2 times a day.
That's why I went and took the jump to London and the leap of faith to London, because I needed to do it for myself, to free myself, because no one else was going to free me.
Blige spent 2014 working with some of the best young producers and songwriters in London, and out of that, a new album. It's called The London Sessions, and it's out this week. NPR Music's R&B guru Jason King talked to her about it.
Mary, for her part, is very proud of her legacy. But in recent years, she claims that she started to feel like she'd been put in a box. And so her work was starting to feel like routine.
Now, nothing felt routine when Mary J. Blige broke out in the early 90s with hits like this.
She is a kind of figure of inspiration for a lot of women, particularly a lot of black women. She's not really afraid to put her most personal issues out there and deal with them publicly. Over the years, her fans have watched as she's battled demons like substance abuse and bad relationships. And in her music, she preaches this kind of self-help and exercising yourself from drama and dysfunction.
Earlier this year, Mary J. Blige happened to hear a song. It was called F for You from the British electronic duo Disclosure. She loved it. And within days, she recorded vocals for this remix. The song blew up, and Mary J. Blige felt liberated. She had made a song with a British band, not overthinking anything. It just happened. And that's when she decided to head across the Atlantic to work on an entire album.
We're in a different moment now, and I think Mary J. Blige's movement from being a figure who really represented the local in the early 1990s. She represented Yonkers and New York, and you know, she would wear the big baggy hip-hop clothing and so on, to where she is now really does suggest the movement from the local to the global, which I think is part of the way that popular music gets made in the 21st century.
But no doubt Blige is also sending a message to the U.S. music industry that its labels can hold musicians back. She was tired of fretting over whether her music fit into adult contemporary or R&B or pop.
I think here everything is caged and genre-driven. Everything is in a box. This goes here, this goes here, this goes here. When over there, you could be 13, you could be 30. If your music is great, they're playing it on the radio.
And if you want to play some Mary J. Blige, her new album is called The London Sessions. And you can hear Jason King's full conversation with Mary J. Blige at nprmusic.org.